Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
governmental inaction on renewable energy targets is inhibiting investors. Ember, an independent global energy think tank, has revealed in a recent study that governmental inaction on renewable energy targets is hindering investors in the industry. Companies like PowerBank Corporation are doing their part to boost renewable energy adoption, but government action is crucial. Green Energy Stocks is a communication platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, offering various services to help companies reach a wide audience. To stay updated, text GREEN to 888-902-4192 for SMS alerts. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Terms of use and disclaimers can be found on the website.
Burning the safety net. Why energy poverty matters most in Maryland. Energy poverty is a harsh reality for millions of Americans, including many in Maryland. Recent federal cuts to programs like LIHEAP are exacerbating the problem, with over 270,000 Maryland households at risk. Governor Wes Moore has taken steps to address the issue, but more needs to be done. Maryland's ambitious climate goals must be met with tangible actions to provide immediate relief to those struggling to pay their utility bills. Energy poverty is not just a statistic, it's a matter of survival for many families in the state.
Adelaide Perez brings ocean beauty to the canvas. Adelaide Janet Perez, a 17-year-old artist, is making waves with her vivid paintings that capture the beauty of the ocean. From childhood beach trips to her deep love for ocean life, Adelaide's art reflects her connection to nature. Through her realistic and emotional pieces, she hopes to inspire others to appreciate and protect the planet. Follow her art journey on Instagram at Addy Art Studio, and remember, anything is possible if you put in the work.
Inc. ranks GreenGen among America's fastest-growing companies for second consecutive year. GreenGen, a global leader in energy and resilient solutions, has been ranked among America's fastest-growing companies for the second consecutive year by Inc. magazine. This recognition highlights GreenGen's sustained growth, market leadership, and ability to deliver innovative solutions with measurable ROI. CEO Brad Doxer expressed pride in the people-first approach that has led to exceptional results. GreenGen's success goes beyond revenue, with a focus on workplace culture and recent achievements like being awarded the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers ESPC I-4 contract and launching a green lending program. The company's values-driven approach and scalability have set it apart in the industry, showcasing sustainable success in the energy transition. Founded in 2011, GreenGen is a trusted partner in driving financial and environmental results for real estate stakeholders worldwide. Why it's short-sighted to ask oil gas firms to immediately abandon fossil fuels. Speaky founder and CEO Scott Lane argues that asking oil and gas firms to immediately abandon fossil fuels is short-sighted. As the transition to renewables speeds up, firms like GEMXX Corp are finding market opportunities in the oil sector. Tiny Gems, a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides access to a wide network of wire solutions for maximum reach and impact. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Investor news breaks: ES Jold Corp, OTCQBUF, signs MOU for gold-silver tailings joint venture in Colombia. ES Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the ticker ESAU and on the OTCQB under the ticker ES, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Plantagdalena SAS to develop and reprocess gold and silver-bearing tailings in Colombia. ES Gold will invest $1.5 million for a 50% interest and has a right of first refusal to acquire the remaining balance. This joint venture expands ES Gold's operations beyond Quebec with the potential for a second high-margin operation by 2026. The company aims to deliver environmental benefits while tapping into South America's gold-producing region. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom.
State roundup. Lawmakers question ICE's harsh enforcement tactics. Laid off federal workers frozen out by state finances. Venerated political journalist Jules Witkover dies. Maryland lawmakers and advocates confronted ICE's Baltimore field office director, questioning harsh enforcement tactics targeting immigrants. Governor Wes Moore's efforts to hire laid-off federal workers collided with state budget realities. Fagan Harris, Moore's chief of staff, will head the Abel Foundation, succeeding Bob Embry. Developers of a powerline project seek U.S. Marshals protection in Maryland due to threats. Attorney General Anthony Brown joins lawsuits against the Trump administration. Republicans, including Representative Andy Harris, consider community earmarks for local projects. Water cremation gains traction in Maryland, dissolving bodies into amino acids and sugars. Venerated political journalist Jules Witkover dies at 98, known for his well-sourced political reporting and books on politics.
Catalyst Power acquires 4.5 megawatts cogeneration portfolio, expands Northeast CHP footprint. Catalyst Power Holdings, an independent provider of retail energy and complementary energy solutions, has acquired a 4.5 megawatt portfolio of cogeneration projects from Aegis Energy Services. This acquisition expands Catalyst Power's presence in key Northeast markets following a strategic investment from DRW Holdings LLC and BP Energy Partners. Cogeneration, also known as combined heat and power, produces electricity and heat from a single fuel source, achieving efficiencies of up to 90%. CEO Gabriel Phillips stated that CHP is a practical solution for businesses facing rising energy costs. Catalyst Power offers turnkey CHP systems tailored to each customer's needs, providing efficient, resilient on-site energy. For more information, visit catalystpower.com or contact them at 1-888-789-7250 or contact at catalystpower.com.
Mining news breaks. Power Bank Corporation, CONCA-SMNN-103, secures $1.7 million in funding for three Nova Scotia community solar projects. Power Bank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as a CUN, CBOECA as SUNN, and FSC as 103, has secured $1.74 million in funding for its Nova Scotia community solar projects. The funding, provided by the Nova Scotia Department of Environment and Climate Change through the Net Zero Atlantic Program, will support the Sydney, Brooklyn, and Peswick projects. Powerbank will receive $340,000 for Sydney, $440,000 for Peswick, and $960,000 for Brooklyn. These projects are owned by AI Renewable Flow-Through Fund and a nonprofit organization, or Potlotech First Nation. Powerbank, a renewable energy developer, is leading the development with Trimac Engineering. With a track record in the U.S., Powerbank is now venturing into Canada's community solar market.
DC Blocks, recognized on Inc. 5000 for fifth consecutive year among nation's fastest-growing private firms. DC Blocks has been recognized on the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America for the fifth consecutive year. This reflects the company's sustained expansion and commitment to delivering essential digital infrastructure. CEO Jeff Uphues expressed gratitude for the honor and credited the team's dedication. DC Blocks' growth is driven by the increasing demand for digital infrastructure in the Southeast. The company has completed new fiber routes, plans to develop hyperscale edge node data centers, and is building a second subsea cable landing station in Florida. DC Blocks recently secured a $1.15 billion green loan to support the development of its Atlanta data center campus. These initiatives aim to strengthen connectivity for various entities and enable next-generation applications like high-performance computing and AI.
Smuggled mercury highlights the magnitude of illicit Amazon gold mining. Recent reports reveal that mercury is being smuggled into illegal gold mining areas in the Amazon, with 4 metric tons seized at the Callao port terminal in Peru by Sunat. This seizure prevented further harm to health and the environment. The high price of gold fuels this illicit trade, causing damage to biodiversity and health concerns to rise. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. are urged to stick to approved practices. Mining Newswire, a specialized platform, covers developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. Why Ford may be ramping up its EV investments. American automaker Ford recently announced a $5 billion investment in developing a new line of battery electric vehicles, BEVs, despite the Trump administration's anti-electric vehicle stance. This move not only impacts legacy automakers like Ford, but also firms like Massimo Group, NASDAQ, Maymo. Green Car Stocks, a platform focused on EVs and green energy, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions, helping companies reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.